There we go.
There we go. Just hold that up. Yeah.
So yeah, just right there. Right. Up. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So so you're new to the club this year, new to Fitzroy, and is that the first time you played in the Metropolitan Baseball League?
Yeah, this is the first time I played like in the city.
Yeah.
Played a bit in the country a few years ago, but now it's nice to come to a nice club and, you know, really enjoy my baseball and, you know, bunch of guys that we really got along well together and really had a good time at baseball. So, yeah, very successful year from my perspective.
Yeah, and what was your first impression of the baseball league, you know, playing in the fifth?
Well, playing in the fifths, you know, you get a bit of a mixed bag. You get some pitchers, you know, really, really sharp pitchers, but you also get some that throw really big pies. So, you know, it's like any lower level sport. You just get what you take, and you know, it's. I think we played pretty well, and to get where we were, but you know, inconsistency plagued us as much as it did anybody else.
Yeah. And what was your impression when it wasn't going so well? What did you think then?
Oh, well, you know, it's. I don't think it ever didn't go well. I think we lost some games we probably could have won, and we weren't very competitive in some. But the team as a whole, we, you know, we hung together. We still went out there and swung the bat, and you know, in the field we still had a bit of a chat and still tried to make the play. So I don't think we ever really got that sad or, you know, despondent or totally out of the game. But you take the wins with the losses. You know, it's somebody's got to win, and it's not always you.
Yeah. And so you hit pretty well during the year. That's what the stats say anyway, and you're the stats man.
Yeah, well, I do the stats, so they always have a slightly more positive slant for me. But no, I think I got out in front of the ball. I think if anything, most of the times that I struggled with my bat was because I was a little too eager, swung a little too hard. But, you know, it's nice to come back and get the cobwebs off and, you know, knock off a bit of the rust. But that's what it is, lower-level baseball, isn't it? You hit the ball, you win the game. So, yeah, no, it's good to have a bit of luck and get a few hits.
And what would you say, you have a very nice swing. What would you say to someone who wants to get a swing while they're going?
I'd like to say that, you know, the secret to hitting the ball was something arcane or, you know, something to do with your genetics or something like that. But I think you just got to relax. You got to find a swing that, you know, really suits you. Talk to your coach. Get somebody to have a look at you and just swing the bat. Swing the bat, you know. Swing the bat at home. Go, you know, at practice, swing the bat when you're there. You know, just swing the bat. It's not really rocket science. It's, you know, repetition breeds success, I suppose.
Yeah. And what do you think you've got in store for next year?
Next year, I'm hoping to successfully steal a base. maybe just one. Doesn't have to be during any important part of the game. Just a stolen base would be nice, I think. And, you know, maybe a triple. That would be good. Yeah, just being able to run past second base would be nice. It's I get a little puffed when I get out there and have to run more than one base. So maybe work on the fitness a little bit more.
Yeah. And anything else you want
to add? No, it's been really nice playing with you guys. It's the club's had a successful season this year, and you know, so I'm just happy to be proud of it. You know, I think things fell into place really well for me, and I've ended up with a really nice bunch of guys and. Really enjoyed my baseball this year.
Thanks, Josh. Thank you.